Well, joining me in the studio now, a former police officer who's completed some of the world's toughest endurance challenges, including rowing the Atlantic and running across the Sahara Desert. What do you do in your spare time then? This is John Peck from Vaden Boys. Morning, John.
Hi, Ray. Yeah, it's difficult. You know, when you get to, I'm 67 years old now. When you get to 60, you start panicking and thinking, my goodness, I better get this stuff done quick. You
know, so if I'm going to do that in 2 years, then you're beginning to worry. But you're looking good for 67.
Oh, thanks. You have to work hard at it because your fitness really does drop off.
Yeah.
You're okay on the endurance stuff, but it's a job when these guys start sprinting. I can't keep anywhere near
them. But I was thinking of, you know, going up my bike a few more times and digging the allotment a bit more, not rowing across the Atlantic or running across the Sahara.
Ray, my wife would be delighted if I'd do that. You know, you just once it gets in your blood, you can't let go. That's the trouble.
What? Why? Is it that challenge? I must do this? Do you have to prove it to yourself?
For me, I just love the idea of constantly pressing the boundaries and getting right out to the edge and seeing what you can do. And the difficulty is a bit like looking at Charlie, really. Once you realise what you can do, then all sorts of things become possible.
But equally, do you get halfway through and think, oh, have I bitten off more than I can chew here? Should I have done this?
There are times, you know, I was looking at the blog of Charlie last night, and he's had some tough times. I mean, the poor guy's been sick and in intense heat. When you're feeling sick, I mean, all of us, if we wake up feeling sick, we don't want to go to work. The last thing you want to do is to get out and do something physical. You certainly don't want to be rowing for all those hours a day, you know.
And you've got to row in that position. You can't stand still, can you?
Yeah, there's no way out. And when I rowed with another guy who was a great guy, a tower of strength, and still a very good friend. He went through a very bad period of depression where he would have done anything to get off the boat.
Mm. But equally, I guess there's a problem when you've done it, because there's that, oh, I've done that, what next?
Well, yeah, there's always another challenge on the horizon, you know. I mean, I came back from the Atlantic and got excited about the other race that Charlie did, the Marathon des Sables, the desert race. And I just got chatting to someone and he said, you know, it's this incredible race. They call it the toughest foot race on earth. 6 marathons in 7 days. And I was kind of coming up to 60 and I thought, I wonder if it's possible. I think that's what happens. I guess it's the same with Charlie.
See, Charlie's a bit younger. He's, well, I guess, about 40, I think.
Yeah,
late 30s, 40, isn't he? Does that make a difference? I mean, does age make a difference? I know you said that the fitness starts dropping off if you're not careful, but does that 10, 20 years make all the difference?
I think what it does, if you've been doing a lifetime of it, it really gives you resilience. You develop a lot of coping strategies, as we call them. I coach people now who are rowing the Atlantic or going to the North Pole or whatever they're going to do. And I, as kind of purely as friends, really. And there are some strategies you can use to keep you going, you know. And when you're young, you tend to kind of fire in really strong and put a lot of energy into things. And if you're not careful, you can burn out. You know, as you get older, you're a bit like the tortoise in the hare. You tend to reserve back a bit. I don't like to drive myself on the ground. You know, I took an expedition to Namibia recently to climb a mountain, and we were carrying loads of 35 kilos up a mountain for 4 or 5 days in intense heat. And the young guys were really pushing hard at the start. And I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, I'm never going to be able to keep up with them. I'm meant to be leading this thing. Yeah. But fortunately, it all levels off and they start to drop off and they end up on drips and all sorts of things. But you kind of find that long term, you can go faster and faster, really.
But I guess it's not just the physical exertion here. It's what goes on in your head, isn't it? And you mentioned that you rowed across the Atlantic with a partner. Yeah. Well, I guess there can be problems there and that the other bloke will get on your nerves. But equally, here's Charlie on his own. Now, no doubt he's having a good conversation with himself and putting the world to rights, because I would be. Yeah. But you know, where do you get that reserve from? If you're on your own in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and you've got a bit of a bad time, you've got to go some to talk yourself up towards getting in the right frame of mind, haven't you?
It's really hard. Certainly, I had to make the decision. I was thinking about going alone at one point because the guy who was rowing with me was dropping out. But my family said to me, just don't do it, John. Go with somebody else. I mean, there's an argument of pros and cons by the way. So somebody said to one of the guys who'd done it before, said to me, look, I've got to tell you, one of the biggest hazards at rowing the Atlantic, if you go with somebody else, is not the sharks and the waves, it's whether the other guy will kill you at some stage. When you want to kill him, yeah. You know? I was like, oh my goodness. But on your own is tough, you know, but he's got a good support backup, I think. That's what you need. You need people who'll be on the phone to you. My wife was brilliant when I was out there. She just wouldn't keep...
When you're going back, there's jobs to be done.
Come back, quickly. Yeah, so I think support from other people is crucial. So I think people sending messages in are absolutely crucial, really? Because you do think you're going mad. You really do feel at times you're going bonkers.
Yeah. Well, you're not one to take things things easy. You mentioned going to Namibia. You work with disadvantaged children now, don't you?
Yeah, we've been taking kids from the inner city away to a remote Scottish island and doing survival stuff with them. And many of these guys have never been out of London before. And they're young people of 17 or 18 and stuff. They haven't even been out of the postcode area, many of them before. But great people, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I find is if you take people into those remote environments, you can unlock all sorts of possibilities for them in their head. And once they realize they can cope with those environments, they come back and think nothing's, you know, London is not a problem. You know, yeah. I could deal with all the street stuff. And we've had some phenomenal results, some great turnarounds, some quite serious gang members and drug dealers and people, given the right encouragement and support. You know, it's good in everybody. It's just a question, our job is to find it, I think, isn't it?
John, good to speak to you. Thank you. Come in again one day, won't you?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
It's John Peck from Faden Boys. BBC Essex.